Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
Do you ever ask, does the church I attend have authority for what it teaches and practices? Does it matter whether the church has authority for its form of government, for its teaching, or for its practices? Or are we who claim to be Christians free to design our own religion? It does not take an especially observant person to know that many churches ignore the teaching of Scripture and do what they please. Can we not learn a very important lesson from Nadab and Abihu? According to the Old Testament, these two priests offered strange fire on the altar. Strange fire is defined as fire the Lord had not commanded. Some versions render the Hebrew unauthorized fire. But offering unauthorized fire was not really all that serious, was it? The Lord consumed them with the fire from the altar. Leviticus 10, 1 and 2. Paul addressed the importance of authority when he wrote, "But whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by or through Him." Colossians 3, 17. I have a question regarding authority I would like for you to consider. Is there any scriptural authority for praying in the public assembly of the church? Did you know that some people object to praying in public? One man told me that Jesus forbade public prayers. The man referred to what Jesus said to his disciples in the Sermon on the Mount, "And when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret shall reward you openly." Matthew 6, 5 and 6. The kind of praying Jesus opposed ought to be obvious to all careful readers of the Scriptures. We're not to stand around in the streets or in public places and pray to show how devout we are. But was Jesus forbidding public prayers in the worship assemblies of the church? Please notice what occurred after the church was established on Pentecost. "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers." Acts 2, 42. And did not Paul have the worship of the church in mind when he wrote, "I exhort, therefore, that, first of all, supplications, prayers, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. A careful reading of 1 Timothy 2 should convince anyone that Paul was regulating the public worship of the church. All religious groups with which I am acquainted have public prayers. In fact, on some occasions, churches devote the entire worship service, especially on Sunday nights or on Wednesday nights, to prayer. When there are national or international crises, such as war or natural disasters, some churches think it is appropriate, and I wholeheartedly agree, to spend an hour or more in a public assembly asking God's blessings and directions. I cannot understand how anyone would object to such prayers. Public prayer should not be offered to show how eloquent some of us are in expressing our petitions, supplications, and requests. But do all prayers have to be of that nature? Besides, when we offer thanks at the Lord's table, just as Jesus did, does that not have to be a public prayer? Please listen to Paul's evaluation of the division at Corinth. "What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else when you bless with the Spirit, how shall he who occupies the room of the unlearned say amen at your giving thanks, seeing he does not understand what you're saying?" Thank you for listening today.